Jesus Christ was brutally beaten and murdered because of your physical and spiritual sins. Learn about the sacrifice of Christ and why the depth of His love must be declared to all mankind. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Today I'd like to discuss with you one of the greatest questions in all the Bible, and it's about Jesus Christ and the Lamb and His Father and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that question is, who shall declare His generation? Now we have 95% of God's own people today that refuse to declare His generation. They refuse to do it. And 5% or the very elect of God's people declares that awesome question. It is, who shall declare His generation or Christ's generation? Who's going to declare that? What is it all about? And why is it so important to us today? Notice Acts 8, verses 32 and 33. Verses 32 and 33, it says this, "The place of the scripture which he read was this, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Very serious. Nothing could be more important, it seems. But who shall declare his generation? Who? That's the big question. Notice Isaiah 53 and verse 7. Here it says, "And he was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter." That is, Jesus Christ became like a lamb of slaughter, the lamb of slaughter. And he was slaughtered. And that has everything to do with this big question. Verse 8 says, "He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation?" Isaiah asked the same question. Who shall declare his generation? Who's going to do that? Beautiful question, really. And it's about declaring the Passover lamb. And we all have to understand this and realize it's a part of us, and it's the beginning of everything about our salvation. And nobody can escape this and still make it into God's kingdom. We have that same question again. Who will declare his generation? There's not just knowing about his generation, but declaring it to this world. That's what God is talking about. Who is going to do that? Who is going to declare his generation? Because it's everything to our spiritual lives. You can't make it into the kingdom of God unless you begin right here with this question. And we have to answer that. So the Passover is a memorial. God wants us to remember all this and have that memory every year so that we can understand what this is all about. This is God's declaration every single year. Who shall declare his generation? This is one of the most important questions you could ever ask, and it's right out of your Bible. It's the beginning of God's master plan. Now, that has to be very important to all of us. It's the start of everything spiritual. It's the starting of that year of the master plan of God. Notice Isaiah 52 and verse 14. "His appearance was so marred beyond human semblance. He didn't even look like a human being after that slaughter." He did not even look like that. Now, this is about physical sins, and it's about spiritual sins. I want to show that to you today. We need to include the physical sins as well. Over in 1 Peter 2 in verse 24, it says, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, the stripes that Jesus Christ received is going to make it possible for us to be healed. He wants to heal His people and do it quite a lot. And He has done something here to make it all possible. Let's back up to verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Verse 23, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. By His stripes you were healed. Well, now this is a time before the crucifixion on the stake or the cross. This is something before that that Christ is talking about to us. It's about His sacrifice and all the savage beating of Him prior to ever getting on the stake or the cross. This is before that. These are the stripes that He's talking about. He was brutally beaten, and all of this before He gets on into the crucifixion. God wants Him to go through something that is also very savagely cruel, and God wants us to be reconciled to our God. But we have to realize there is a sin here that God is taking away from us. He wants us to be healed. All of this cruelty Christ is going through before the crucifixion are those stripes that bring healing into our lives. God did that and went through that savagery to make it possible for us to be healed. We are physical beings, and we need to be healed, and God has made it possible, relating to this question I ask here today. Sin is very grotesque that it claimed the life of our Creator. There has to be a sacrifice for us to have for those physical sins and spiritual sins. That's what this is about. By whose stripes you were healed. It's something to be done mostly now. You were healed. God wants to heal us. We are physical, and sometimes you can have diseases or problems, health problems that can just ruin your life completely. But God says there is a solution to that. If we'll believe what He says. By His stripes you are healed. He's done something to make it possible for us to be healed physically as well as spiritually. So if we can grasp what this means, well, that really means a lot. We have this healing covenant in the Passover where Paul talks about the unleavened bread and the leaven, this bread that you take at the biblical Passover is a type of God's broken body. Those stripes that causes us to be healed. Now, if you think about all of this beating and the terrible evil, and you have to realize how much Christ went through and how much He had to endure just to cause us to have healings. That's what it's for. That's what it's all about. And if you look at how horrendous it is before He even got into the crucifixion, that and this is about giving us power to be healed. We're going to be healed if we believe God and trust Him and have faith in what He tells us to do. So, this is all happening before the crucifixion, and it's about the healing covenant. And we need to understand that very badly. Notice what it says in James 5 and verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Eternal. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. God says He's going to raise him up. It's really a type of our resurrection. And that's how powerful this anointing is. When you're sick, go to your elders and make sure they're representing God and be anointed. Christ referred to this brutal state that He was heading toward, but this first part is about the physical sins. And then when we get into the crucifixion, of course, that just gives us all kinds of joy and happiness because of the vision that God gives us. See, we have the savage beating before the crucifixion. And it's for us to be healed of our physical sins. That's what His generation is about, a big part of it. We are human beings and we need healings. We have sickness galore, and it shouldn't be that way. God didn't intend for us to be sick or have these health problems anytime. He wants us to know there's a reason or a way to avoid that. And it's right here in what I'm telling you today. Now, the horror of the crucifixion, of course, that's all about saving us from our spiritual sins. Christ was beaten to death and speared to death, that crucifixion. He was killed by a spear into His body and blood spurting out all over the place. And He's doing it to pay the price for our sins, your sins, my sins. It's what he did, all of that for just us and all of His creation. Now, He was killed on that stake and He prayed for all of our sins, spiritual sins. And we can now know this and be following His words and enter into the family of God. And you have that vision that just fills you with joy and rejoicing. And you get that vision out of this question that's asked today. Who shall declare His generation? So we have a number of things to discover about this. And most people really don't know very much about it, and they should. It's right there for them, and it's not that complicated at all. But anyhow, it's all, you see, observed in memory of His death. He paid for our sins and made it possible for us to have eternal life in His very family, the Father, the Son, and then in bringing glory to many sons, Hebrews 2 says. We don't want to forget that, but that we have to have faith in these symbols, the bread and the wine. It's a symbol of His broken body and the blood that Jesus Christ gave to make it possible for us to get into the kingdom of God. And he paid the price for our death. The death is a result of sin. God has to have something to wipe away that correction that He gives us. But here you have 95% of God's people today have just rebelled and refused to get this message and declare this message about Jesus Christ and the Passover. Jesus Christ is, it's about the Lamb, the very Lamb of God who died for our sins. It's about Him. It's not about us. It's not about our forgiveness. It's about Jesus Christ, the Lamb, and His suffering and all of the love and sacrifice that He gave for us. Just unbelievable almost that something like this could even happen. That somebody could even have that kind of love. That's agape love, God's love. And we don't understand that like all of us need to understand it more. It's just that wonderful. In God's own church in 1987, 1 year after Herbert Armstrong died, those who succeeded him quickly changed the healing doctrine. And I mean, when you do that, you have cut yourself off from God. That's what it means. They turned away from the healing covenant. God wants to heal us. Why should we fight against that? But that's what they did. That's human nature. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, we have to overcome that. We have to have the power of God to overcome that attitude in our human nature. We have to do that. So here we have people in this little church declaring this generation. They are declaring His generation, the generation of Jesus Christ and what He did for us, He and the Father. The Father suffered even more if you understand the big picture here. But this is the beginning of God's master plan. So we have to have this Passover where we can do everything we can to get rid of our sins and get them out of our lives. But we want to focus in this Passover time on the Lamb, Jesus Christ Himself. Who shall declare His generation because of our degeneration? Well, that's the big question that we really need to answer. If you have the Creator of the universe that's willing to do that and give us all this wonderful truth and understanding, who shall declare His generation? Who's going to do that? Who's going to have the courage to step out and do it? Because it isn't always received too well. But it should be. It's everything for us. God is giving you everything if you want it. The whole universe to rule over, as well as the thousand-year millennium. Well, so how can we possibly fight and overcome sin if we don't know this mind-splitting price that had to be paid for it? Your sins killed Jesus Christ. Yours, mine, all of us. We are guilty of killing Jesus Christ. That's what our sins did. That's what this crucifixion is all about. He was just bludgeoned and spilling His blood on that stake and in that crucifixion. Notice what it says in Exodus 12 and verses 3 and 5. Well, I'll just paraphrase it. The whole nation acted out the prophecy of the Lamb of God coming down from heaven to be sanctified for all mankind. Now it had all these lambs, hundreds of thousands of them, that they sacrificed, looking forward to when Jesus Christ was going to be sacrificed. And there's no other nation that in history that's ever done that. But it's not done away. It points to Jesus Christ and this declaring of His period of coming to this earth and giving His life for our sins. That is His generation that God wants us to declare about that. The whole world is one day going to take the Passover. There's no way into the kingdom of God if you don't go through the Passover, which begins God's great master plan. And you can be right at the heart of that. What a wonderful, wonderful message. Luke verse 42 says, "Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Christ didn't want to go through all that. It was that painful for Him to have to do. He didn't want to do it. And He asked His Father if He could get out of it. But it wasn't possible. He had to pay for our sins. And even He was somewhat shaken by those terrible trials He was going through. The sweat when He was praying and before it happened was so great that blood was falling right out of His arms. And He was sweating blood. And His prayers were so intense, He knew what a trial He had coming. And He did it all for us. He has never, ever sinned. What an amazing, wonderful truth. Who shall declare His generation? Who's going to do that? Well, in Psalm 69, verse 20, it says, "He was full of heaviness." Can you see why that is true, brethren? He was full of heaviness to go through all of this to make it possible for you and me and everybody who's ever lived have a chance to enter into God's kingdom. And most of them will do just that. They'll go there. But it is still a battle. And then when Pilate scourged Christ, you see again, that's the bread that is His broken body, a symbol of His broken body. But then we go on to the crucifixion where He's there going through the most brutal beating and savagery that has ever been done on this earth. It was terrifying. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Jesus Christ was brutally beaten and murdered because of your physical and spiritual sins. Learn about the sacrifice of Christ and why the depth of His love must be declared to all mankind. Who shall declare His generation? God wants to know who will stand up and help deliver a message about the loving sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The entire world desperately needs this message. Soon, all people will grasp why their Savior suffered so much so they could receive an opportunity to enter God's kingdom. The sacrifice of Christ is dual. Most professing Christians understand that the blood of Christ, His death, pays the penalty for our spiritual sins once we accept that sacrifice. But what about our physical sins? The breaking of God's health laws that lead to all kinds of horrible physical sickness. This side of Christ's sacrifice is often overlooked. Request our free booklet, The Plain Truth About Healing, to learn how God plans to heal all mankind of sickness and disease. Prove that the stripes of Christ are the way by which you must be healed, not just in the future, but right now. This is the reason why Christ endured an agonizing beating before death, His body marred beyond any semblance of man. Studying the physical side of Christ's sacrifice will show you how seriously God takes your health. God is always willing to heal you, but you must meet two conditions first. Request The Plain Truth About Healing to make sure you are fulfilling God's expectations for radiant health and miraculous healing. Also request a free copy of Gerald Flurry's booklet, How to Be an Overcomer. Realize the devastating consequences of your sins, not just for you, but for your loved ones, and especially for God the Father and Jesus Christ. In your war against sin, you must stay focused on the loving sacrifice of Christ. The hard truth is, every human being is a Christ murderer. But God will give you the power and the spiritual weapons to overcome your deadly sins. Plan to wage spiritual war and win miraculous victories by studying How to Be an Overcomer. You will also receive a free copy of our booklet, Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? God's master plan to bring humanity into His family is pictured by 7 annual observances, starting with Passover. Learn about the twofold sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the need to declare His love to all mankind by supporting God's work. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Plain Truth About Healing, How to Be an Overcomer, and Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.